Yeah!
Woo! Radio. This is Mark and my boy Mo. How are you, Mo?
Hey, what it do, man?
We're living a life here, brother.
Yes, we are.
I tell you what, a lady came into the Prop 215 Info Center. We're still down here tonight, and it's about 20 till 8. She came in, and she wanted to know about getting a recommendation, right?
Right.
She has Crohn's disease, she said, and we talked about it for a few minutes, and she had this bottle, like a quart mason jar in her hand, and there was water inside and a whole bunch of leaves in there. What are all those leaves, Mo?
I thought it was cannabis.
But I did, you know, too.
No, I thought it was a mojito, but it wasn't. It was a spearmint.
Yeah.
It was, what was it?
Oregano?
No, it was not oregano. That would have tasted awful. Rosemary.
Yep.
And basil.
Basil. And I'm still drinking it. It's
incredible. Refreshing.
It is. If we had some ice, it would be awesome.
Oh, man. It would be good to use that with a little alcohol. Woo.
See, I can't do that alcohol.
I know. You're bad, man. But, yeah.
So how you been this week, man?
Busy, tired.
We got Angel, the producer, sunburned. Up in here too. Angel, how are you, brother?
How's it going, everybody?
I'm living large.
Doing great, yeah.
Awesome, awesome.
Living it up.
He's our new producer, and I tell you, he's a student at Stan State Turlock, and Stan State's in Turlock. Everybody knows that. And we're really excited to have him on board with us nowadays.
I hope everybody's enjoying the music. The music's been great, man.
Yeah, he's been putting some great tunage to the podcast.
Oh,
I hope
definitely.
All of y'all are appreciating that. It's all
yeah.
Good.
Even though I'm just getting my feet wet with this, but.
You're doing a great
somehow.
Job. You're doing a great job. He's also working on a website for us for Rip Radio, and that'll be coming up soon. So, Mo, what's been going on, brother? We've been doing the traveling a lot.
Everything traveling, which I feel like it's like a traveling hillbilly.
What are you trying to say there, Mo? I'm from Dallas, dude. There's no hills in Dallas. But I could be called a hillbilly. I did date my sister for a month. No.
What? You know what? Your color's starting to kind of, now you're starting to have that California look. You know what I'm saying, Mark? Before you look like a lobster, bud.
Dude, I don't know. I'm finally starting to brown out a little bit. I was burnt. Mo and I had gone up to some grows out and around, and sun was just beating down on us, and I got burnt good. But I'm starting to come out of that.
You know, hopefully we get some video footage and put it on the website here soon.
Absolutely, yeah.
That would be kind of fun.
So let's go back to Steep Hill for a second. What did you think of that? That was just an awesome time.
You know what? I had a great time with you know, it was really nice talking to DJ Weed.
Yep.
From the Cannabis Cuts
yep.
podcast.
He's got great energy.
Yeah, he does. He's an awesome dude. I'm looking forward to going on his podcast. We can go to his podcast, you know what I'm saying?
We were invited,
and
yes.
And then talking to Anna Ray.
Yep, she's cool.
Yeah, she is. And Addison was awesome, man.
Addison DeMora, our hometown guy's here. He's co-owner of Steep Hill Labs, and he gave us so much information. You can check that out on our last podcast. He's up on that, and that came out a couple of days ago. And this is today Thursday.
Today is Wednesday.
I don't even know,
Mark. That's what's
sad.
Going on?
I don't know. That's sad, isn't it?
Well, actually, we're supposed to have Chris Ritchie here on today, but we're going to have him here in the next few days.
That's right. X Fest
meetings
promoter.
And getting this whole. I'm sure he's been busy with the
yeah,
whole
it's coming down
preparation of the X Fest. You know,
is
I mean?
X Fest August 6th?
August 6th.
Yeah, so he's I'm sure very busy, but he's going to try and get in here and let's kick it with him and see how his mind is.
Well, we're going up to next week up to go see my boy Darman.
That's right. We're Mo. Darman's people call Mo up and. We're going to go up to Sacramento, to the Sacramento store?
Well, I'm hoping to go to the Oakland one.
I'd love to go to the Oakland one.
Then we can jump over and see the school they have also available.
Yes.
Which is a big facility.
At some point, we should probably go through, I've never been to Harborside ever once. At some point, I'd like to go through Harborside.
Well, they're going to be having that reality show coming up.
That's right.
The Weed Wars. So I don't know if they're doing any filming or what the deal is, but I'm kind of hoping that we can go and see Steve sometime soon. Steve D'Angelo is the actual owner of the Harborside dispensary.
Yep, it's another activist making it big. They've already started filming on that. It's going to be on the Discovery Channel for all y'all that want to know. And everybody that knows about it is saying, "Why is it called Weed Wars?"
It's kind of like the name, Mark.
I don't either. That's an odd name.
It sounds stupid.
Yeah, I don't know. That doesn't make any sense to me either. You'd think it'd be called Medicine in Action or something. I don't know.
Yeah, or medicinal. I can't even say wars. Why wars?
I don't know. That's weird.
Who are they battling?
I think about that. Who are we battling?
Well, battling the DEA.
Exactly. Maybe that's what they're meaning by that.
I don't know.
I think I'm feeling pretty stupid if that's the case.
Well, doesn't he have a little legality issue right now?
There's a big legality issue right now. The IRS is using a little-known law from the 1980s from the cocaine industry, and they're going to start they're going to try, and I pray this doesn't happen, but they're going to try to hold him responsible for all the medicine he's buying and not allow him to write that off as an expense. So that's a big thing. And if the IRS prevails on that, that could get ugly for all dispensaries nationwide, because that way they're meaning, what they're saying is, if, like I said on another podcast, if I have a tire shop, I write off my tires that I bought to resell. Well, right now he can write off the medicine he has to resell, but they're trying to close that loop and say, no, you can't write it off. That would just destroy, but it sure puts Harborside back dramatically.
Mark, I just don't see us going backwards with this, you know what I mean?
I
just don't see it happening. I think this whole American marijuana thing has gained so much ground. How can we go backwards?
I know.
How can the DA cut us down like that? You know.
Well,
what I mean?
You know, again, I'll tell you what. Angel's giving us the 5 minutes. Let's take a little break here, right quick. Y'all enjoy some music, and Moore and I are going to come back. We're going to talk more about the DEA and more about the denial of the reschedule of marijuana. We tried to get it rescheduled from a Schedule 1 to a Schedule 3. Cocaine's a Schedule 2. They're saying marijuana is more dangerous than cocaine. Put your mind around that, folks. And we'll be right back with you. Right, Mo?
Yes, sir.
Right back.
Play Pat, what up? Hard thumb, not from being nervous sometimes. I'm thinking God made me special here on purpose. So all the while till I'm gone, make my words important. So if I slip away, if I die today, the last thing you remember won't be about some apple bottom jeans with the boots, with the fur. Maybe how I dream of being free since my birth. Cursed, but the demons I confronted with the spurs. Have you ever heard of some shit so real? Beyond from the heart, from the soul, you can feel. And if I die before I wake, I pray the Lord my soul to take. But please don't cry, just know that I have made these songs for you. And if I die before I wake, I can never catch it, even if I got a head start. God, please tell me I am feeling so a long way. I don't need to worry, cause I know the world will feel this nigga. Blessing in disguise, but I am not hiding who I am. Open your eyes, bruh. If I ever met you, I appreciate the love, yo. Girls that I dated, it's okay, I am not mad, yo. Unless you stab me in the heart, no love, ho. This shit is so ill. Play it back from the top if you recognize real. And if I die before I wake, I pray the Lord my soul to take. But please don't cry, just know that I have made these songs for you. And if I die before I wake,
love. It's alright if you don't. I'm not afraid of you running away, honey. I get the feeling you owe. There is no sense in pretending. Your eyes give you away. Something inside you is feeling like I do. Is it all there is to say?
Icy.
Icy. Wow.
You know where I get that from? There was a guy on the, it was an internet video. His name was 50 Tyson. And Josh Poino, isn't that the name, Angel? Josh Poino?
Tosh Poino.
Yeah. He actually featured him. He was just a funny guy, and he has a song named Icy, and I don't know, it just kind of was one of those things.
Well, today it's 99 degrees in Modesto, so I ain't icy, but.
Nah.
Mikey used to call himself Trichome Breath. Remember that?
I remember that. What's going on, man, with Mikey, man? I hope to see him sometime soon.
Yeah, me too, man. What up, Mikey? If you're out there, bro.
What it do, Mikey?
Yep. So, well, we were talking about the DEA and rescheduling marijuana from a Schedule 1 to a Schedule 3. DEA, as we shared with you guys a couple weeks ago, DEA declined to do that. They're going to keep it as Schedule 1. And that's good news, actually, because that allows the door to be opened up for lawsuits against the DEA to bring some clarity on what Schedule 1 is and why marijuana should not be Schedule 1. You know, it's just...
Well, they've been busy lately. I mean, where's the money coming from? I thought they were broke.
Well, the government's broke, but on certain things that they want to do. And by the way, let's step back and talk about President Obama. Biggest disappointment in 20 years as far as the president goes, in my opinion. He promised us everything, this, this, and this. And gotta tell you, Prez, you let us down.
Where's the change?
Yeah. You know what? Gas costs more today than it did when he was elected by a substantial amount of money. I don't mean to be hating on you, Obama, but where is the damn change, you know? It ain't my pocket. There's more unemployed people today than there were when you stepped into this mess. And now we're fixing to go broke. And the government's fighting with Republicans, and the Democrats are fighting. Why don't we all just toke one big one and sit down, chill out, and talk about things instead of yelling across the aisle trying to get something done that you guys have never been able to get done? It makes me sick.
Yeah, it does.
My father was killed in the Korean War defending this country, and he would just be puking all over himself if he saw the mess this is today.
Are you going to vote for him this coming election?
I'm voting for Ron Paul. Ron Paul, Republican from Texas, wants to change the marijuana laws, wants to end the battle between the government and the states, and I think that he is most likely candidate to get my vote.
Well, it seemed like Obama was on our side.
But you know, the records show, and I want everybody to hear this, the records show that under the Obama administration, more raids on medical marijuana dispensaries have taken place under Obama than under all of the George Bush years.
When I was actually peeking at Adam Scorgi's Twitter, and he had something on there where he was mentioning that Obama is not going to let go of the drug war.
No.
He's going to continue. He's not going to decriminalize it.
But, you know, if you come down to Prop 215 Info Center, right behind the last wall where we take your weight, there's a picture on the wall there of Obama with a fatty in his mouth. So, you know.
Is that an actual picture or dude's is that been, photoshopped?
I don't think it's been photoshopped. I think, dude, come on, dude. He's from Chicago, you know. I mean, if the mob don't get you in Chicago, the fatties will. I'm just saying, you know.
Yeah, that and he actually admitted to smoking weed.
Yes, he
and
did.
Actually inhaling it, so.
Oh, he has admitted it.
Yeah, unlike
what was the other?
Oh, Bill Clinton.
Yeah, Clinton, yeah, he didn't inhale. That's right. In fact, Obama said, unlike Mr. Clinton, I did inhale because that's the point. That's what he said.
Exactly.
Quote, unquote, that's what he said. Mm. Now, how he is, I don't know. And again, let's go back to Irvin Rosenfeld, which I was thinking about Irvin earlier today. Irvin is one of the three left that have medical marijuana given to them by the federal government once a month. He gets 360 joints once a month in a little tin aluminum can. He can get on. He can walk right past the TSA at the airport, get on the plane, fly anywhere he wants to fly, carrying his little tin can. He's a stockbroker in South Florida. All y'all out there, if you want to Google somebody interesting, Google Irvin, I-R-V-I-N, Rosenfeld, R-O-S-E-N-F-E-L-D. Google his name. He's very vocal about the fact that the federal government allows him to have 360 joints a month.
Why is that again? That he gets?
There was a program in the 1980s that the federal government set up to help people with cancer and AIDS use medical marijuana because they knew that it helped them. And that's why they set this thing up. Well, so many people wanted to join up the program, it freaked the federal government out, so they shut it down really quickly. They had six originally. Now they're down to three that are remaining. And Irvin's about... I would say Irvin's, I don't want to be insulting to him, but I'd say late 40s, really super early 50s, but I would say more like in his late 40s. He's a stockbroker, and you know, he says many times, if the federal government wants to know whether or not marijuana is good for a patient, come talk to me. You know, you guys are providing me with weed every month. That just amazes me. And then again, we've talked about the Americans with Disabilities Act of 1990. That is a federal, I'm going to repeat that because I ran through that quickly. The Americans with Disabilities Act of 1990, you guys can Google that too out there. And what that will tell you is that any sick or disabled person, which if you're a medical cannabis patient, you are classified as sick and disabled. Any disabled patient that has access, one person has access to that particular thing, we all should have access to that particular thing. Irvin Rosenfeld has access to that particular thing, which is medical marijuana. So under the federal law, if he has access to it, me as an American citizen, I should have access to it, and the federal government is breaking their own law by telling me I can't. And that's what I'd like to go, by the way, that's what I'd like to litigate with the city of Modesto, that very thing, on that very issue. Under federal law, I have the right to have medical cannabis because one guy in this country is given by federal law, by federal government, given his medical marijuana.
Well, that's right. I mean, like Addison was saying, you know, we got to start, you know, with electing the proper council people, you know what I mean? Or the mayor, you know, that's where I highly believe you should run for mayor, Mark. Why wouldn't
I'm way too sensible for that, dude. You know I am. I'm way too sensible. People wouldn't be able to understand the simplicity that's in me. It's really simple.
I mean, we need somebody like you. Yeah. I believe you should run either for not that council.
Yeah. Like I said, there's just, I'd turn this city upside down.
Well, do it.
I know. We'll talk about that in time. Hey, we're going to be right back. We're hit our mark here. We're going to come back at you just a minute. Angel's doing an awesome job over there on the board. Mo, you with me?
I'm with you.
Always. What was that? You said,
I want to. What are you talking about, Mark?
We roll together, you die.
Oh. We roll together, we die together.
We'll be back shortly, folks. Enjoy the tunes.
How long will I slide? Separate my side. I don't believe it's been slitting my throat. It's all I am. I heard your voice through a photograph. Take it on. finally started and she's in my bed. A candidate for the soulmate bliss.
So lay down the single times.
Hey, welcome back in again, folks. I'm here with my boy Mo. How you doing, Mo?
Enjoying the music, man. Rip Radio, man. It sure has really good music.
The music is incredible. That's our thanks to Angel and his boys. Angel, how you doing, brother?
Good, good. Just hanging out.
Good, good. He's always doing a great job for us. We were going to come back in and talk about the DEA, but you know what, folks? That just drains me.
It's depressing. Just,
it's so depressing. It's like we all know the position they're in.
They're out to get us.
Huh?
They're out to get us.
I know. For no
they don't like us.
For no logical reason.
I don't like them either.
But you know what I think? Somebody said to me one time, I think that all, well, I won't go there. I was going to say they have been bullied as kids. Maybe that's what it is.
I think they don't have their ass kicked.
Well, we love you, DEA. Don't worry about it. We're not going to get ourselves too deep on the deep end. Well, what the heck? Why not? Yeah, I think you're wrong. How's that?
They are wrong.
We were going to go into another direction, weren't we, Mo? What were we going to talk about here?
Let's talk about
our travels. Yes, we've been up and down. We've seen so many different gardens, so many different spots. I got my little sunburn work going on from walking those.
You got that Californian look, man.
Acres and acres and acres of medical marijuana. I tell you what, the nicest one I saw was up in Sacramento County. I tell you what, they had the nicest, biggest, fluffiest plants. They weren't blooming yet, of course, because it was not quite time, but they were huge.
Well, you know, yeah, what I would encourage, now we're going to have some hot weather coming this coming week and next week. People should definitely watch their plants, you know, not to get too dried out, you know, keep on top of things, you know what I mean?
Yep.
And definitely spray some kind of organic pesticide, you know what I mean?
You had a good tip also. You said if you're in city and you're growing in your backyard, you said to let the water sit for 24 hours to get rid of chlorine.
Especially in the city, yeah. You want to test your water. You know what I mean? You can take it to any swimming pool supply store. They'll test the water for you. You know what I mean? Check the pH, check the chlorine levels or any kind of...
But you did say that if you let your water sit out for 24 hours, then you're good to go.
Yeah, you are.
Well, Mo's a growing expert, and I'm the growing moron.
Especially if you're using, you know, beneficial bacteria. You want to make sure there's no chlorine in it, you know what I mean?
Would that work against
them? Chlorine will kill you off your beneficial bacteria.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it does.
Oh, interesting.
So beneficial bacteria are good for root growth, you know what I'm saying?
Right. I'm learning that, I know. Once Mo pulled a plant out of a 3-gallon bucket, and it was white. It was the most beautiful thing I ever saw.
It was a white bucket.
No, it was a black bucket with white
roots.
Well,
no, what I mean is a white bucket
yeah,
of roots.
Right, exactly. Exactly. We're also going to talk about a new product that's out on the market. It comes complete with 1,000 milligrams of what?
Well, it's
a vaporizer. It's
actual vaporizer. It's called the Omnicron, and it comes with cartridges that are filled with between 500 milligrams to 1,000 milligrams of THC concentrate, I'm assuming. I'm not sure too much exactly on the details on it, but I guess it's equivalent to smoking a 1/4 ounce of cannabis. But the percentage on the THC, it's anywhere from 50% to 70%.
Let's say that again.
Anywhere from 50% to 75%. That's high.
That's crazy.
And I believe it's odorless.
If you're vaporizing it, it would be odorless.
Yeah, we're odorless. And I guess there was a situation where some gentleman got stopped by the police department, and it's a little device that kind of looks like I don't know. It can look like even like a some kind of little. I don't know. It could look like a little flashlight or maybe like a lipstick cartridge. You know what I mean? But anyways, the guy got stopped. He was bragging about how the police department didn't even, the officer didn't even know what it was.
There's only one. Is there just one place that you can buy that?
Well, they carry this. It's called a company called THC Scientific. They're out of Los Angeles, California. And I guess the one that carries it here up north is some dispensary in Sacramento. I can't think of the name.
Interesting. But you guys can Google that, THC
Scientific.
Scientific, THC Scientific. I looked at it, and it's very interesting.
Kind of cool.
Yeah, it's amazing.
With the content of...
It says on the webpage that you can be medicated, and no one even knows you're doing it.
Right.
Which is interesting.
It's kind of cool, you know what I mean?
Yeah, especially if you're sitting in an airport waiting to go through TSA.
Wait,
if you're waiting to
go,
okay, here it is, folks. If you're in an airport right now, and you haven't been fondled by the TSA yet, you can get high and then get fondled by the TSA. I know for me it's a lot more fun to be high when I get fondled by the TSA.
What is that? The TSA? Did you say TSA?
Yeah, that's the group you got to go through. That's the federal government, again, in action.
The security personnel there?
At the airport, yeah, they're TSA.
Oh, okay.
What's it called? Transportation Security Association? Or
I don't know.
I think it's more like Transportation Security Assholes, because everybody gets fondled, literally fondled. Women are saying these guys are...
They touch your balls.
They touch everything.
Get out of here.
Yeah, everything. Women are saying they don't want to be felt up by a government agency. Yes, everything. If you choose not to go through the the body scan x-ray machine. If you say, nah, I don't want to be shown completely naked at the x-ray machine, okay, fine, Mr. Gray, you're going to go over here and I'm going to have to be fondled.
Mark, you're telling me that you got a cavity check.
No, not telling you.
Mark, that's what you said. You said you were fondled.
That's a big difference, Mo.
I think you got a prostate
but
massage.
But you know what, though? After thinking about it, it might be worth paying that $400 to get from here to Dallas just to get fondled one time.
Hopefully she's hot.
That's not what I've heard. When I go through there, no, it's big, burly guys, man. I'm like, you're really going to squeeze my junk? Come on.
Mark.
But, you know, I guess I can understand that. They did think I was trying to pack a 45 the other day, but it wasn't. You know,
it wasn't a 45, huh? I think it was a 22.
Oh! We need to change this up a little
bit. Yeah.
My goodness, we're just running down a hill there. It looks like a one-way ride to hell.
You know me, Mark. I'm always hassling you, man.
No, it's all good. I love it. You know that. Mo and I, we get together and do nothing but laugh all day long. In fact, we looked at each other one day and said, you know, I'm never going to take too much of anything seriously because, you know, one guy was here the other day. His name's Ron. I don't want to tell you his last name, but he's just an awesome guy. Oh, there's an article coming out. There's an article coming out in the Valley Business Journal. We talked about it last time, I think.
Yeah. Well, you discussed it, but you had a big old photo shoot here the other day.
Yeah, they came
in. You didn't even invite me.
They came in. Well, there wasn't time to ink your stamp, so, you know. they came in and took some pictures for the front cover of this particular business journal for the article they're doing. And but anyway, I met this cool guy named Ron, and Ron is not only his job. This is amazing. He works for the business journal. Great. His job, he's a yacht guy. He's a captain. He's a captain's license from the Coast Guard. He ferries yachts down from wherever you want to take it to wherever it's going to go from. And we were talking about that. His last trip, he went from Boston all the way down to the Keys, Florida, right? I thought, oh, that's incredible. He said, yeah, he gets $5 a mile plus all expenses paid, which
this
I thought
was making money, man.
Oh, huge money. It was $15,000, and it takes him 3 days to float down the Atlantic Ocean to get to the Keys. How bad is that job, right? And every day they would pull in, they'd park along somewhere, and they'd go in and they'd have crab and they'd have all this wonderful food and they'd stay in these incredibly nice high-end hotels. The rest of the story is his wife came in today. He's also a jet pilot.
What?
Yeah, and he also races cars over at Infineon Raceway.
Man,
this guy's so cool.
This guy got a fucking badass job.
Dude, I'm telling you, he's one of the coolest guys I've met in a long time. He used to be a radio DJ here in town, too.
Get out of here.
Yeah. He's just a very cool guy. So, Ron, man, shout out to you, brother. He's
for
awesome.
For sure, man.
Yeah.
I want his job.
And the article is coming out August 1st. Not to go down and self-promote myself. I'm not.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah, okay. It's coming out August 1st, so y'all be looking for that if you live in the Central Valley of this lovely state of California. It's called the California, or it's called the Central Valley Business Journal. And I'm proudly going to do that.
That's cool, man. Yeah. That's really cool.
Yeah, Ron's a cool guy. What's more,
you're
shout
cool,
out.
Too.
I know that, and you know that, but, you know, I don't want to shout it out too much. That's bad, isn't it? That's bad. Okay, hey, look, we're going to come right back to you guys. We're sitting here just taking the ball back and forth like a tennis match. We'll be right back with you. Mo's on the show. We got our boy Angel on the desk over there. He's working the numbers. And I'm Mark, your host, along with my boy Mo. We'll be right back. Enjoy the tune.
It's the motherfucking Eagle Double G.
Snoop Dogg.
You know I'm mobbing with the D-R-E.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know who's back up in this motherfucker.
Burn this shit up. DPGC, my nigga, turn that shit up. CPT, LBC, yeah, we hooking back up. And when they bang this in the club, baby, you got to get up. Thug niggas, drug dealers, yeah, they giving it up. Low life, yo life, boy, we living it up. Taking chances while we dancing in the party for show. Slipped my hoe a 44 when she got in the back door. Bitches looking at me strange, but you know I don't care. Step up in this motherfucker just to swing in my hair. Bitch, quit talking, quit walk if you down with the set. Take a bullet with some dick and take this dope on this jet. Out of town, put it down for the father of rap. And if your ass get cracked, bitch, shut your trap. Come back, get back, that's the part of success. If you believe in the ass, you'll be relieving your stress.
It's the motherfucking D.R.E.
Dr. Dre, motherfucker.
You know I'm mobbing.
vibing with the D-O-double-G. Straight off the fucking streets of CPT. King up the beach, you ride to him in your fleet. Look, the feel rolling on dubs. How you feel? Whoop-de-whoop, nigga, what? Praying Snoop Chronic down in the lag. With Doc in the back, sipping on yak. Clipping the strap, dipping through hoods. Compton, Long Beach, Inglewood. South Central, out to the west side. This California love, this California bug. Got a nigga gang of pub. I'm on one, I might bell up in the Century Club. With my jeans on, and my team strong. Get my drink on, and my smoke on. Then go home with something to poke on.
What's up, bitch?
Locust on for the 2000. Coming real, it's the next episode.
Hold up. For my niggas who be thinking we soft, we gon' play. We gon' rock it till the wheels fall off. Hold up, hey. For my niggas who be acting too bold, take a seat. Hope you're ready for the next episode. Hey.
Took her out, it was a Friday night. I walk alone to get the feeling right. We started making out and she took off my pants, but then I turned on the TV, and that's about the time she walked away from me. Nobody likes you when you're 23, and I saw more abuse by TV shows. What the hell is ADD? My friends say I should act my age. What's my age again? What's my age again? On the drive home, I called her mom from a payphone. I said I was the cops and your husband's in jail. The state looks down on sodomy, and that's about the time that bitch hung up on me. Nobody likes you when you're 23, and I still more abused by payphone calls. What the hell is call ID? My friends say I should act my age. What's my age again? What's my age again? The time she walked away from me. Nobody likes you when you're 23, and you still act like you're in freshman year. What the hell is wrong with me? My friends say I should act my age. That's about the time that she broke up with me. No one should take themselves so seriously. With many years ahead to fall in line, why would you wish down on me? I never wanna act my age. What's my age again? What's my age again?
Welcome back up in here, Rip Radio. Mo, how you doing, brother?
What up, Rippers?
Rippers taking the rips, right? And Angel, how you doing, brother?
Good, good, man.
Awesome. You know what we're going to do? We're going to slow it down for a minute. We're going to have a Grow With Mo tip. We've been up and down everywhere, Mo. You made a comment just a second ago. You were talking about beneficial bacteria. What the heck is beneficial bacteria, and how is it supposed to help me?
Well, it definitely is going to help you. I mean, just like, for example, that one in particular grow that we've seen up in up north,
yep.
Way up north.
Yep.
When the hell were we?
The middle of nowhere.
Yeah, exactly. You know what I mean? Basically, this gentleman wants to kind of do a side-by-side example how the dirty roots works compared to planted on the ground.
Right.
You know, like I said again, I mentioned this 1,000 times, dirty roots has tons and tons of beneficial bacteria.
And Dirty Roots is Mo's brand of soil. It's his brand, Dirty Roots. Look for it. It'll be coming to a store near you at any moment. Go ahead.
Or they can email us at growthmo@gmail.com. And, hell, if they want to get some, hey, you know.
We'll roll through.
Hell, yeah. The beneficial bacteria, what it does, it colonizes into your root system. And what it does, it's able to, for example, like my fingers here, to say, for example, these are roots.
Mm-hmm.
What that's going to do is build other roots. It's just going to make a whole root web into your plants, and it just encourages root growth.
Yeah, and it does.
The more roots, the bigger the plant, the better the plant. You know what I mean? The quality of the plant.
The higher the level of content.
Yes, it's able to absorb more nutrient. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, Mo pulled off a bucket off the bottom of a root ball, and I tell you, it looked like it went from a black 3-gallon bucket to a white 3-gallon bucket. The roots were everywhere. It looked like one bucket. It was amazing.
You know, a lot of people, especially like, for example, hydrogrowth, what they tend to do is they tend to get a root disease, like it's called, I want to be sure I'm saying it right, Pythium. Pythium is a bad root disease. What it does, it just screws up your root system, and it kind of turns into a brown, slimy slime of junk, you know what I mean? And if you don't have a good root system, you're not going to get a good quality medicine.
And the beneficial bacteria helps that, promotes that.
Promotes root growth, yeah, prevents all that bad junk, you know what I mean?
Did you say, because I'm, you know me, I'm ignorant, I'm growing. I've lost my share of plants, God love them. Is that something that you put in the soil, or is that a liquid that you feed them to make the grow the beneficial bacteria? I don't know.
They do have liquids, and they also have, well, you know, like a compost tea also can promote bacteria, but there's a form of like a granules, or it almost looks like little rocks, and you put that in, and it's, or there's some powdered that you also add, but I just added tons and tons of it, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I highly encourage that. Anytime I've spoken to you, or you've asked me, or anybody's asked me, you know that I'm always talking about beneficial bacteria, you know what I mean?
Yep. That's the bottom line of the whole thing, right?
Yeah, and a lot of people tend to do, like we were talking about earlier, treating your water. You want to make sure there's no chlorine in your water.
Right.
And also a big mistake a lot of people do make also is they add H2O2 into their water. They treat their water with H2O2, and then they feed that to their soil, and which has beneficial bacteria. That will kill off your beneficials. So do not use H2O2 when you're watering if you have beneficials.
Let me ask you another question, too. Sunshine Mix number 4, does that have those in there?
No, it does not.
So you have to, no matter what soil you buy at the retail level, you have to
Well, you know what? I shouldn't say that it does not. The Sunshine number 4 does not contain it. There is a new product by Sunshine Mix that does have it. But that's a more expensive soil.
You know, I have another person today asked me. They told me they just started growing their plants, and they added Miracle-Gro.
Miracle-Gro.
Yeah, and I just want to tell everybody out there, do not use Miracle-Gro on your marijuana plants.
Well, you know what? I'm not going to bash them because...
No.
Well, you know, I used to before, you know, Miracle-Gro does not work, bottom line. Do not add Miracle-Gro to your grow.
But for tomatoes, it works great, right?
Yeah, I guess. I mean, again, you know, I mean, there's different nutrient... recipes that you can use for tomatoes also, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But that's something you can find at a Home Depot or Lowe's or Kmart or Walmart, you know, whatever. Getting back to what I was saying is Scotts Miracle-Gro is getting involved in the hydroponic business.
Yes, they are.
So, and they are working on a product as we speak, and they're going to be announcing it soon. So I'm hoping to work with them to kind of maybe guide them through the
I know
the
you project. Spoke with them. I know so. You've spoken with them. And I... was just the only thing I was saying about Miracle-Gro because I remember my wife, God love her, my wife used to put Miracle-Gro on her tomato vines and they would just go crazy. But I don't know, that's just...
Well, you know, most of the Miracle-Gro products are high in nitrogen, but you got to use a bloom or your NPKs, like for example, when you get into the blooming stage or the flowering stage or fruiting stage, you got to use a higher phosphorus potassium, you know what I mean?
Yeah. No, I don't know what you mean, but I'll take your word for it.
All right. Well, you know, with all this traveling we're doing, you're going to learn something. You know,
I have learned a little bit. Yes, I have learned a little bit. Can we take a step backwards? And we want to say something. I never heard this lady's music, and never once, but one of the saddest stories to come out of London this week, Amy Winehouse passed, and
She had great music, great voice, really? Strong voice.
Angel, let's put some Amy Winehouse music on for this, just after this, whenever you're doing your editing. Because, you know what, it's a human life that just, she has value, and her mom and dad are just broken about it. And
I'm broken about it, you know.
And it's a human
my
being.
My heart
that,
goes out to her, yeah, her family.
It's a human being that lived way too hard and way too fast. And then one of my best friends ever, who I came out to California with, he was a musician, entertainer, one of the best that I've ever been around. And he led the same lifestyle, and he died at 31. So
that's young, man.
Oh, yeah, I know. Yeah. Yeah, I got married and I was 30, and he kept going. He couldn't quit partying, and thank God I did, but that's a whole other story. So my heart goes out to Amy's family, and I know she's a life that's no more, and whether you liked her music or you didn't, the fact of the matter is she was a fellow humanitarian, and God love her, and I'm sorry for that loss. It's a big loss. Going on, let's do our legal tip of the week. You want to do that?
For sure.
Legal tip of the week. So I had a question the other day asked me, and we've answered it before on the show, but I'm going to tell you one more time. A guy asked me, where can we smoke weed at? Medical marijuana. And I said, the law says it's on the wall here at Prop 215 Info Center. Y'all need to come down to Prop 215 Info Center and look around. The law's on the wall. If you have questions about it, stop in. We'll sit here and we'll talk and we'll resolve your issue.
Well, it's an information center. They don't necessarily have to come here and make a purchase, I mean, or
that's
they
true.
Might have their card, or, you know, maybe they just don't know. They've seen, you know, your facility as they were passing by, you know, maybe they were going to have dinner at the
Hofbräu.
Hofbräu, yeah. Or watch a movie at the State Theater, you
and
know,
right
get their cast
door.
Check next door. You yeah. know what I mean? Just come in, you know, talk to Mark. Mark loves to talk, you know what I mean?
I talk too much sometimes. But come on in. If any questions you have, any issues you may be having, we're here to help you guys. That's why I do what I do. It's not about the money.
It could be any kind of
anything.
Question. It can be about a grow question. It can
yeah.
be about maybe they're having spider mite issues.
Right.
Maybe they're having root issues, a growth issue. Hey, you know, I'll be more than happy to.
Whatever you guys have, when you want to come down and talk at Prop 215 Info Center, we're located at 1303 J Street, right next door to the Historic State Theater. And what Mo says is true. If you have growing questions, if you have, if you want to get a grower's permit, whatever you guys need or want, just come on by and let us talk to you, and we'll resolve issues.
Or if you got any kind of weird food.
That's another thing.
Bring it in,
yeah.
And Mark would taste it.
I've become a worldwide taster of
Andrew
food.
Zimmerman.
Yeah, I mean, if you get down to where you're eating menudo, I mean, I ate it, and I did what I did. It was different, just different. Not good, not bad, just different. So once again, folks, any questions you have, it does not have to be about medical marijuana as far as getting a recommendation, although we do that as well. We had a busy Monday. It was a big day Monday.
Yeah, that's right. That's what you were telling
very,
me.
Very, very busy. We don't take appointments. If you want to make an appointment, call us and make an appointment. Phone number is 566-9944. That's area code 209-566-9944. Call us if you like. We'll set you an appointment, but you don't need an appointment. Just walk on in. And you don't have to come in. You do not have to come in just for a medical cannabis recommendation. Any questions you may have, let me know. What's up? We'll take care of you.
Well, I'm just in a situation where the gal came in with her drink. You know, she just came in here for a simple question, you know what I mean? And that was kind of cool, you know what I mean?
And next thing you know, we're drinking sweet. Was it cold?
You know, I don't even think it was a tea. I think it was like just water infused with the herbs, you know what I mean?
Yeah, and it was delicious.
Yeah, it was. It was really cool.
In fact, Mo thought it was she had a jar full of marijuana. It's like a jar full of
leaves.
I was
waiting to get high. Or medicated.
Yeah, medicated. And I was waiting to drink some tea with, what was it? Wintergreen? No?
That was a mint.
A mint. That's right. Mint. Just right off the vine.
Basil and rosemary.
And this young lady, I'm going to give a free shout out here, works the bead shop down on J Street next door to the J Street Cafe. So
yeah, really cool girl.
She's a very cool girl. Check the bead shop out. That place has been there forever. Same lady owns it. I just found out tonight. 14 or 15 years now.
18 years.
18 years. Wow.
18 years downtown.
And she's a cool lady. I met her 18 years ago.
Get out of here.
Yeah. My wife was alive.
What were you doing?
My wife was alive, and she loved to do beads. So we
are you sure it wasn't you?
Huh?
Are you sure it wasn't you that liked to do beads?
Wow. What are you trying to say there, man?
I'm not trying to say nothing. Get out of that one.
Let's talk about our legal tip of the week. It is summertime. Everybody's out on the water boating and having a big time. If you got a bad knee and your knee is hurting, if you're going to smoke your medical marijuana, be sure you smoke it on the shore before you get in the boat. Because if you're in the boat, you're breaking the law. You can't smoke medical cannabis on a boat on the water. You can't smoke medical cannabis in a car that's traveling. You can't smoke medical cannabis on a bus that's moving. But I heard a friend of mine just came back from Illinois on the train, and he said people were smoking on one of the cars on the Amtrak train, which I thought was very interesting.
And they didn't get kicked out.
Nope, they didn't get kicked out. They had a medical card from Colorado, and the guy that was, the conductor, he saw him smoking, and he said, "You got a card?" And I said, "Yeah," but they were in. They were not in Colorado. They were in Nevada when they got stopped in Nevada. It's no, big no-no.
I thought they were working on an initiative there to approve medical marijuana.
Not in Nevada. Not that I'm aware of. Maybe I'm wrong.
No.
But, not that I'm aware. So your legal tip of the week, folks, smoke your marijuana on the shore side, seashore side or lake shore side. Don't smoke it in the boat. Don't smoke it on the bus on the way to see grandma.
But we can smoke it out in public as long as we have our
medical marijuana card on us. You have to prove that we are a qualified patient.
So I can go walking downtown here smoking my marijuana.
Absolutely you can. I've always thought about going over to the police station over there on G Street and standing there, G and 11th, I think, and standing right by the Modesto police sign and have a picture taken of me smoking a blunt right there, which I don't smoke blunts, but I guess I could eat my cookie right there. But you're not breaking the law. That's the sweet part.
Can they arrest you?
No. No, if they do, they got their own set of issues going on. Anybody can arrest you for anything, but it has to be somewhat illegal before you get arrested. Speaking of arrest, there was a grower that we have that lives up in he's got a little grow up in the Sonora area. Of course, we're not going to say where, but up in the Sonora area. He was raided this week. The Tuolumne County Sheriff came in and pulled up about 200 plants.
That's not right, Mark.
What makes it worse is they didn't even have a search warrant when they came on the property.
So what
What makes it worse is they went inside this little building on the property and tore up a bunch of antiques.
Wait. They broke the antiques?
They tore up. There was two buildings with antiques in these buildings. The police officers went inside Tuolumne County Sheriff deputies busted up the antiques, went and ransacked the house on the other side of the road, which belonged to the same landowner, without a search warrant.
How can they do that?
Well, they think they're above the law.
That's not right, Mark.
So I'm going to be up in the court. I'm going to be up there Tuesday. Not Tuesday. It's going to be the second of the month, whatever day that is. I'm going to go up there and I'm going to testify for our grower and say, you know what, we have a collective and he's growing for our collective and he's totally within the law.
It's a fucking herb, Mark.
I know, and one of the police officers told our patient, he said, you know what, we see this all the time, just bring in your recommendations, bring in your paperwork, the judge will drop the case.
So who's going to replace their medicine?
That's the problem, see, that's 200 plants, and if you let a plant grow outside, what do you end up with, 2 pounds, 3 pounds?
Or more.
That could be 600-700 pounds of medicine gone. And there are certain patients that rely on that medicine. And now because these overachieving law enforcement officers, again, stepping beyond the bounds of our Fourth Amendment rights, which is illegal search and seizure, what's up with this world?
Fucked up.
Yeah.
You can only go so far.
I want to be able to use you know what, Angel, can you put that song from Lil Wayne that says, you know, what's wrong with these people? What's the name of that song? What the fuck is wrong with them is the name of the song.
Yeah, what the fuck is wrong with them?
Can we put that?
I love that song, too. It's not very popular out there, but it is a
great
song.
No, for me, I enjoy that song.
So we're gonna put that on this podcast.
That song is going to be dedicated to the Sonora Police Department. What the fuck is wrong with them?
Especially if they did
Tuolumne County Sheriff.
Tuolumne County Sheriff.
Especially for doing it without a warrant.
That's my point.
Aren't you supposed to throw away evidence if you don't have a warrant and you do catch a crime like
yes,
that?
Yes, the judge is going to throw it out just based on the fact that they don't have. In fact, you couldn't even see the grow from the road. They had to come on the property without a search warrant and search out this grow.
That's bullshit.
Yeah.
Well, like I said, there's patients that are relying on this medicine, and now this medicine is going to be gone.
How would they feel if we came into their property?
No, no.
And we destroyed their property. And just left and say, we apologize.
Yeah, I know. Well, what I want to know is how they got 200 plants in a evidence locker. They took all the plants.
Well, it's not worth anything anymore. You know what I mean?
Of course not.
You know what I mean? They're just, this is
Well, the patient's lawyer is going to petition the court to have the Tuolumne County Sheriff's Department pay for the damage done. Man, you can't look at it as being a 3 month or 2 month old plant. You have to look at that thing. What's it worth when it crops out at the end of the day? 2 to 3 pounds per plant.
Yeah, not just that. How about the antiques, man?
Oh, I know. That was just so uncalled for. You know, I heard a kid came into the info center not long ago, and he said that his buddy had been busted by the local police department here. And he said they went in there, they pulled up all the plants. It was not a legal grow. It was not a medical marijuana grow. They pulled up all the plants. They took all the nutrients, you know, those bottles of nutrients, and spread them all over the carpet and throughout the entire house. Ruined the carpet in the entire house. Why?
You serious?
Yeah, I'm very serious. Why?
Well, you know, I've heard that also where these police departments have done raids where they've actually destroyed their property as far as, like, the lights. They jump on them and just throw them around to destroy the walls and just do a bunch of damage. That's just not right, man.
And that's what happened with this guy. They took all the nutrients and just all the liquids throughout the carpet in the house. That's just, I don't understand that.
Yeah, that's bullshit.
That's like being vindictive. You know, if you're going to be law enforcement officers, at least act like, I'm sorry, I got to say it. If you're going to be law enforcement officers, at least act like there are certain laws that protect the people.
Be civil, man.
Yeah, be civil. You know, we do have the right not to be searched and not to have our property seized. You guys, at times, just, I won't go down that road. God love y'all. I love y'all. You know, I tried to give the Modesto City Police Department $6 million and talk to the city council on that one and ask the city council why they would not want $6 million to fund the police department. It makes no sense. Guess who just walked in?
Yeah. Our biggest fan.
Our biggest fan, Brandy.
When are you coming back, Brandy? And sit in.
Hey, you guys. Hey, hey Mo. Hey, Mark. Hi.
It's Angel.
How's it going?
I've never met you in person, I don't think.
Oh, you haven't.
No. I don't know. When's the next time you want me to come in?
Maybe now.
As soon as possible.
As soon as possible. Okay, so on your next one.
That'd be great. We're looking for a weather girl, by the way.
A weather
girl? Yeah.
What exactly?
So you'll come in and say, it's hot today. Oh, okay.
Turn on your AC.
Awesome. I'm down for that.
Oh, Brandy is our manager from Still Smoking, two doors down, and Marcus just came in, too. Marcus, what's up, brother?
What it do?
What's up?
He's our piercer.
He's a piercer down at the shop. Anyway, she stuck her head in here to say something. What's going on?
Oh, we were just checking to see if you guys locked up because the lights are on.
Well, you know what? I've been known that. In fact, I locked up one night and didn't even lock the door.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, I know. That's pitiful.
What was your mind at, Mark?
Well, I was eating
cookies.
I'm going
to say you were ripped, man.
I was eating cookies. Anyway, don't want to take us a break. We're going to be back here in just a couple of minutes. We've been running a little over our time this time talking about the Tuolumne County Sheriff's Department and all their misadventures. So we'll be right back with you. Enjoy the songs. Have a minute, have a break, go off and get yourself medicated and relax. Be back soon.
Life on the rocks, too hard to swallow. So we get high till it feel like the sky low. Y'all boys just a bunch of pussycats, Milo. Money is the song, pockets on high note. Do re mi fa so, I rock like a fosso. Big boss shit, Paul Castellano. Shoot your ass up, now crawl out the condo. That's that nine, nigga. Rondo. Sleeping with the enemy, so I fuck the world. To Miss Louise Anna, the sweetest southern girl. The sweetest southern girl.
Cause the time's up, put your signs up. Pay them, pick my dues, off the lineup. Baby, what the fuck wrong with them? What the fuck wrong with them? You see many you call, very few were chosen. Looking at the wall, nothing feeling closing. Baby, what the fuck wrong with them?
Mind over matter, money overall. The world is on my shoulders, should I dust my shoulders off? Uzi rat-a-tatter, knocking over walls. Fuck the bullshit, but just don't fuck it raw, man. Pussy has a pattern, and I know where I'm gone. And if you got beef, I turn it to a tenderloin. Sanity kills, so I live the crazy life. I wonder if they'll pay attention if I shave the price. Life is my wife, till death do us part. Man, I'm fly as fuck, you ain't even next to depart. Quick draw McGraw, I hope you like art.
Since the time's up, put your signs up. Pay them, pick my dude, off the lineup. Baby, what the fuck wrong with them? What the fuck wrong with them? You see many you call, very few were chosen. Looking at the wall, nothing feeling closing. Baby, what the fuck wrong with them?
Stepping on the bullshit, you can be my doormat. Y'all ain't going nowhere with that hating shit. Four flats, disrespectful on the beat. Bore rat, fuck the system and the pussy wasn't all that. Yeah, now time's getting shorter, red light on your head like a fucking Reed Carter. Now don't you cross me, you do better crossing the border. So much money piled up, I'm a motherfucking hoarder.
Put your signs up, put your signs up. Pay them, pay my dues, count the line up. Baby, what the fuck wrong with them? Chosen, looking at the wall, nothing feeling closing. Baby, what the fuck wrong?
Big Sight, New Hank, Coco, Big Sir. Yeah. Y'all know how this shit go.
You know.
All eyes on me.
Buffalo G. Roll up in the club.
That right. All eyes on me. All eyes on me.
You know what?
I bet you got it twisted, you don't know who to trust. So many player-hating niggas trying to sound like us. Say they ready for the funk, but I don't think they know it. Straight to the depths of hell is where them cowards going. Well, all you steal, damn nigga, holler when you see me. And let these devils be soft for the day they finally free me. I got a caravan of niggas every time we ride. Hitting motherfuckers up when we pass by. Until I die, live the life of a boss player. Cause even when I'm high, fuck with me and get boss later. The future's in my eyes. Cause all I want is cash and things. A 500 Benz for my flashy brains. Bitches pursue me like a dream. Been known to disappear before your eyes. It's like a dope thing. It seems my main thing was to be major paid. The game sharper than the motherfucking razor blade. Save money, bring bitches. Bitches bring lies. One nigga's getting jealous and motherfuckers die. Depend on me like the first and 15. They might hold me for a second, but these punks won't get me. We got four niggas and low riders and ski masks screaming thug life. Every time they pass, all eyes on me.
Little life of a thug nigga until the day I die. Little life of a boss player.
All eyes on me. All eyes on me. Little life of a thug nigga until the day I die. Little life of a boss player. Cause even getting high.
Hey, to my nigga Pac. So much trouble in the world, nigga. Ain't nobody feel your pain. The world's changing every day, time's moving fast. My girl said I need a race, how long will she last? I'm caught between my woman and my pistol and my chips. Triple B, got some smokers on, whistle as a dip. I'm lost in the land with no plan, living life flawless. Crime boss, contraband, let me toss this. Mediocre's got a lot of nerve, let my bucket swerve. I'm taking off from the curb. The nervousness, neglect made me pack a tech. Devoted to serving this, my wedding paychecks. Like a kite satellite, nigga, I'm forever ballin'. It ain't right, parasites, triggers, and fleas crawling. Sucker duckin', get busted, no emotion. My devotion is out of my business, nigga, and keep on coasting. Where you going? I've been there, came back, it's lonely, homie. Steady flowing against the grain, nigga, still don't know me. It's about the money and this rap shit, this crap shit. It ain't funny, niggas don't even know how to act shit. What can I do? What can I say? Is there another way? Plus this shit all day, 24 parlay. My little homie G, can't you see I'm Busta Free? Niggas can't stand me, all eyes on me.
Little life is a thug, nigga, until the day I die. Little life is a boss play.
All eyes on me.
All eyes on me.
Little life is a thug, nigga, until the day I die. Little life is a boss play.
All eyes on me.
The feds is watching, niggas plotting to get me. Will I survive, will I die? Come on, let's picture the possibility, giving me charges. Lawyers making a grip, I told the judge I was raised wrong. And that's why I blaze shit, was hyper as a kid. Old as a teenager, on my mobile calling big shots. On a scene major, packing hundreds in my drawers. Fuck the law, bitches I fuck with a passion. I'm living rough and raw, catching cases at a fast rate. Balling in the fast lane, hustle till the morning. Never stop until the cash came. Live my life as a thug, nigga, until the day I die. Live my life as a boss player, cause even getting high, these niggas got me tossing shit. I put the top down, now it's time to floss my shit. Keep your head up, nigga, make these motherfuckers suffer. Up in the bins, burning rubber. The money is mandatory, the hoes is for the strap. This criminal lifestyle, equipped with the bulletproof vest. Make sure your eyes is on the meal ticket. Get your money, motherfucker, let's get rich and real, kick it. All eyes on me.
Little life is a thug, nigga, until the day I die. Little life is a boss player.
All eyes on me. All eyes on me.
Little life is a thug, nigga, until the day I die. Little life is a boss player.
All eyes on me. All eyes on me.
Pay attention, my niggas. See how that shit go? Nigga walk up in this motherfucker and be like, ping.
Cops. Life is a thug, nigga, till the day I die.
Them life is a
bitches, cause even getting hot.
Every motherfucking body. I got busters, hoes, and police watching, nigga, you know?
Living life as a thug, nigga, till the day I die. Living life as a boss player.
All eyes on me.
It's like what they think, I'm walking around with some keys in my pocket or something.
All eyes on me.
They think I'm going back to jail. They really on that dope.
Living life as a thug, nigga, till the day I die.
I know y'all watching.
I know y'all got me in the scope. I know y'all know this is Thug Life, baby. Y'all got me on the surveillance, so.
All eyes on me.
But I'm knowing.
Hey, welcome back in, folks, to Rip Radio. This is Mark and Mo chilling in the evening here in downtown beautiful Modesto. If you've never been to Modesto, you need to roll through Modesto. It's absolutely awesome. Awesome.
Yeah, it is. What did you call it before? Pound Town?
Pound Town. I think there's more cannabis grown in Modesto per capita than any place in California, even in the Emerald Triangle. There's lots of weed being grown in this town.
Medication, Mark.
I know.
Medication.
Well, I'm trying to act like I'm on the city council now.
I know.
God love those people.
Hating.
Highlight, yeah, highlight out to the city council. Anyway, you know, we've had a grand show tonight, and we're going to call it, and Mo and I will be back next week with our boy Angel. I want to thank Brandy. She stopped in again. We love Brandy. She's the lady from Still Smoking down at 1313 J Street in Modesto.
I heard Marcus are cool dude, are cool people. You know what
Very
I mean?
Cool people. She's been on a diet. She's lost a lot of weight. I told her, so you're going to start running around the shower to get wet. She's so skinny. Just saying. And anyway, I just want to give a shout out to Brandy. She's awesome. She's our biggest fan.
Yes, she is.
Yeah, she's been supportive of us since day one. So we're going to call it a show, folks, and we enjoyed having y'all in with us, and I hope you come back to us the next time we're in. In the meantime, stay medicated, stay happy, love your neighbor, love your spouse, love each other. Mo,
stay ripped.
Stay ripped. We'll see y'all next time.
Seems one.
gave me that initial batch of songs, I was like, that's the shit right there.
I was a terrorist since the public school era. Bathroom passes, cutting classes, squeezing asses. Smoking blunts was a daily routine since 13. A chubby nigga on the scene. I used to have the Trey Deuce and the Deuce Deuce in my bubble goose. Now I got the Mac in my knapsack, lounging black. Smoking sacks up in Axe and Sidekicks with my sidekicks, rocking fly kicks. Honeys wanna chat, but all we wanna know is where the party at. And can I bring my gat? If not, I hope I don't get shot. Better throw my vest on my chest, cause niggas is a mess. It don't take nothing but front for me to start something. Bugging and bucking at niggas like I was duck hunting. Dumbing out just me and my crew, cause all we wanna do is my piece, sure do, 222s in my shoes. Holla if you need me, love, I'm in the house. Roman Strong, see what the honeys is about. Moet poppin', hope poppin', ain't no stopping. Big Papa, I'm a bad boy. Niggas wanna front, who got your back? Niggas wanna flex, who got the gat? It ain't hard to tell, I'm the East Coast overdoser. Nigga, you're scared, you're supposed to. Nigga, I toast you, put fear in your heart. Fuck up the party before it even start. Is he drunk off a Henny and Skunk or some brand Nubian shit beating down punk?
And we party up that bullshit.
That's that.
And we party up that bullshit. 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 And we party and bullshit. And
bitches in the back looking righteous in a tight dress. I think I might just hit her with a little Biggie 101. How to tote a gun and have fun with Jamaican rum conversation. Blunts in rotation. My man Big Jock got the Glock in his waist and we're smoking, drinking. Got the hooker thinking. If money smell bad, then this nigga Big is stinking. Is it my charm? I got the hookers eating out my palm. She grabbed my arm and said, let's leave calm. I'm hitting skins again. Rolled up another blunt, bought a Heineken. Niggas start to loc out. A kid got choked out. Blows were thrown and a fucking fight broke out.
Chill, man, chill.
Can't we just all get along so I can put hickeys on a chest like little Sean? Get a pissy drunk off a Dom Perignon and it's on and I'm gone. That's that.
Town like
stuff.
Bad boy like
stuff.
girl have some really nice, and she's gonna, my, this is great.
Oh my God, this is great.
Yeah, I might mess around and get my college degree. I bet my old man will be so proud of me. But sorry, pops, you'll just have to wait. Oh, yes, I said it. I said it. I said it cause I can. Today I don't feel like doing anything. I just wanna lay in my bed. Don't feel like picking up my phone. So leave a message at the tone. Cause today I swear I'm not doing anything. No, I ain't gonna comb my hair. Cause I ain't going anywhere. No, 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 no. I'll just strut in my and let everything hang loose. Yeah, 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 yeah. Oh, today I don't feel like doing anything. I just wanna lay in my bed. Don't feel like picking up my phone. So leave a message at the tone. Cause today I swear I'm not doing anything.
I know she said it's all right, but you can make it up next time. I know she knows it's not right. There ain't no use in lying. Maybe she thinks I know something. Maybe, maybe she thinks it's fine. Or maybe she knows something I don't. I'm so tired. I'm so tired of trying. It seems to me that maybe it pretty much always means no. So don't tell me. You might just let it. Oftentimes we're lazy. It seems to stand in my way. Cause no one, no, not no one likes to be let down. I know she loves the sunrise. No longer sees it with her sleeping eyes. And I know that when she said she's gonna try, well, it might not work because of other ties. And I know she usually has some other ties. And I wouldn't wanna break on, I wouldn't wanna break on. Maybe she'll help me to untie this, but until then, well, I'm gonna have to lie to you. It seems to me that maybe it pretty much always means no. So don't tell me, you might just let it go. And oftentimes we're lazy. It seems to stand in my way. There's no one. No, not, no one likes to be let down. It seems to me that maybe it pretty much always means no. So don't tell me, you might just let it go.
harder that you try, baby, the further you'll fall. Even with all the money in the whole wide world, please, please, please don't pass me. Please, please, please don't pass me. Please, please, please don't pass me by. Everything you know about me now, baby, you're gonna have to change. I shall not move, even after all.